Why do some people transform their lives overnight while others remain stuck for decades? The answer isn't luck, privilege, or willpower. It's something far more accessible. Our minds operate like sophisticated computers running outdated software, and most of us have never learned how to upgrade the programs controlling our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Neuro-linguistic programming offers that missing instruction manual, a set of practical techniques that can rewire mental patterns in minutes rather than years. When Anthony Hopkins credits similar methods for his acting breakthroughs, or when Fortune 500 companies adopt these approaches for leadership development, we're witnessing a psychological revolution as transformative as the technological one reshaping our external world. Think about the last time you tried to change a habit through sheer willpower. Frustrating, wasn't it? That's because wishing, hoping, or getting angry at yourself won't upgrade mental software. You need specific instructions. The term neuro-linguistic programming describes exactly what it does. Neuro refers to your nervous system and how you process sensory information. Linguistic encompasses both verbal and nonverbal communication patterns. Programming acknowledges that our thoughts, feelings, and actions are habitual routines that can be rewritten. Consider how skiing instruction evolved. Until the 1950s, people believed skiing ability was innate talent. You either had it or you didn't. Then, researchers filmed expert skiers frame by frame, identifying the smallest behavioral units that distinguished masters from novices. When these specific movements were taught to average skiers, their performance improved immediately. NLP extends this modeling principle beyond physical movements to internal processes, the mental pictures, inner dialogues, and emotional patterns that drive behavior. The foundational insight is surprisingly simple. People work perfectly. Your current thoughts, actions, and feelings consistently produce specific results, whether you like those outcomes or not. Motivation springs from two sources, inspiration or desperation. Dr. Edwin Land invented instant photography when his daughter wanted immediate results. Anthony Robbins transformed his life while washing dishes in his bathtub. People operate in two directions. Away from individuals, need crisis to act, imagining job loss or unbearable circumstances. Toward individuals, wake excited about opportunities and possibilities. Neither approach is superior. Both work in different contexts. Problems emerge when people misalign their strategy with their natural wiring. Values amplify motivation by serving as life's measuring sticks. To reconnect with yours, ask, what are my goals? What's important about them? Dig until you reach bedrock, the fundamental values defining who you are. Steven Spielberg wakes up so excited he can't eat breakfast. Great achievers transcend the work-play divide by doing what they love. Susan Butcher won the grueling 1,100-mile Iditarod 4 times. We are already living our dream. I made it 13 years ago. Your mission should pull you forward with fierce desire, making you tingle with excitement. It's not something you attend, it's something you embody. Traditional goal setting works outer to inner. Achieve this, then you'll feel successful. This creates disconnection, vacation-focused escape, status-driven desires, if-then financial goals postponing fulfillment, and questionable tactics when goals disconnect from values. Mission-oriented goals flow inside out, emerging from your deepest values through roles expressing your interests, passions, and purpose. Your mission determines your roles. Your roles determine your goals. These organize into 4 types: individual roles, artist, athlete, creator, work roles, personal and family roles, and citizen roles. To live your mission, select specific goals within your roles. Work on one role at a time. Nothing happens in general. Ensure your goal states what you do want, not what you don't. Define clear, sensory-specific success criteria. What will you see, hear, and feel? Create milestone goals for sustained motivation. Consider how achieving your goal affects other life areas. Those pursuing goals at whatever it takes often leave broken relationships behind. To create a compelling future, picture your environment vividly. See yourself achieving your goal. Make it close, bright, colorful. Work backward from success, feeling the celebration and identifying the pathway that got you there. Discover your mission by identifying what you'd pay to do. Inventory your passions. Consider what you do with $10 million. Notice people you admire. Their interests likely mirror your calling. Relationships are our most valuable resource, yet most approach them haphazardly. Research shows 83% of sales depend on customers liking the salesperson, and people stay in jobs where they feel appreciated. The secret isn't charisma. It's understanding three elements: determining mutually satisfying goals, establishing nonverbal rapport, and producing positive feelings. Companies rated highest in perceived product quality average 30% return on investment versus 5% for lowest rated companies. Rapport is fundamental to effective communication. The key is becoming more similar through matching nonverbal behavior, approximating posture, facial expressions, breathing rate, and voice patterns. Notice if someone speaks quickly or slowly, then adjust accordingly. A telephone company with the lowest satisfaction ratings trained operators to match customers' voice patterns and rose to second best within 9 months. Great persuaders aren't smooth talkers. They're exceptional listeners. To uncover decision-making values, ask, "What's important to you about this?" People process information through three primary sensory systems. Visual processors look upward, speak rapidly, and use words like "see." Auditory processors look sideways and use words like "hear." Feeling processors look downward, speak slowly, and use words like "feel." Match your language to their processing style to increase rapport. Fears limit performance not from actual dangers, but from how we think about situations. We can view experiences from different spatial perspectives, each providing different information and feelings. Association means looking through your own eyes, experiencing all original emotions. Dissociation means seeing yourself in the experience, having only the feelings of a detached observer. For optimal emotional health, associate into positive experiences and dissociate from negative ones. The fast phobia technique applies these principles systematically. Imagine yourself in a movie theater watching a still image of yourself before the fear began. Float to the projection booth to watch yourself watching the screen. Run a black and white movie of the fearful experience until reaching safety. Step into the screen and run the movie backward in color very quickly. This transforms fearful experiences into detached memories. A third valuable perspective is experiencing situations through someone else's eyes. This other position proves particularly valuable during disagreements. True wisdom comes from consciously moving between self, other, and observer positions. Congruence, having all parts of yourself in total alignment, supercharges all techniques, creating powerful presence that influences others before you speak. Self-judgment sabotages success as powerfully as fear. When you visualize failure or hear "you dummy" after mistakes, you become your own worst enemy. Every behavior has a positive intention, including your critical voice. Ask it, "What's your intention for me?" Common responses: protecting you from embarrassment, ensuring you do what's right, or helping you reach your potential. Once you understand this, negotiate better ways to achieve its goal than criticism. Negative statements force you to think about what you don't want. "Don't think about screwing up" creates images of failure. Transform these into positive statements. Challenge overgeneralizations like "I never do anything right" by asking, "Really? Never? There's never been a time when I did something right?" Effective visualization requires two steps. First, observe from outside like a film editor to create an ideal scenario. Then, step into the experience to rehearse it from within. This programs automatic responses with full sensory engagement. Before sleep, review your day. When dissatisfied with your behavior, replay it with improved responses, converting failures into valuable feedback. How we visually think of ourselves determines what we feel. Both form, size, brightness, distance, and content of self-images build esteem. Self-esteem is the foundation for peace of mind and personal satisfaction. It makes you feel like you belong, gives you energy to tackle challenges, and enriches your experiences. High self-esteem comes from your inner representations of yourself, not from reality. Change these internal representations and you change your self-esteem. Separating who you are from what you do helps recognize your fundamental goodness. Your behavior is simply effective or ineffective, but it isn't you. During an NLP presentation, Tom, a businessman with debilitating fear of public speaking, described seeing an audience with eyes the size of light bulbs. The trainer helped him create a positive self-image, a wonderful Tom, which he placed into a sparkling dot in the center of the audience image, then rapidly expanded it to replace the negative image. After repeating this process several times, Tom confidently addressed the group. Fear of criticism represents one of the biggest obstacles to authentic self-expression. People with low self-esteem react defensively to criticism, either attacking back or feeling devastated. Those with high self-esteem can objectively evaluate others' perspectives without feeling compelled to accept or reject them. They maintain their sense of self while acknowledging different viewpoints. The most powerful technology for change already exists between your ears. NLP isn't about positive thinking. It's about understanding the mental mechanics that generate your experience and gaining the ability to adjust them deliberately.